Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We now turn our sights towards Road America as the IMSA drivers are in town. And the driver, the number 67 Ford GT for Chip Ganassi Racing, Ryan Briscoe, now joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Ryan, how you doing?
I'm doing well, thanks.
So you have done sports car driving. You've done open wheel driving. You stem from Australia. So what is it about Road America that you like?
Oh man, Road America is just one of those classic racetracks that any driver just absolutely loves. I mean, it's one of the longest tracks we go to all year round, and a little bit, you know, it's still got that sort of danger element. I mean, it's narrow, it's fast, you know, the walls are right there, and it just always promotes really good racing. So it's always, you know, one of my favorite weekends of the year.
When we had a chance to talk to the IndyCar drivers that had come to town, they were talking not only, I mean, there's a lot of different road courses, not only in the States, but throughout the world. But the one thing that they like about this is your front stretch where you can hit up to 187 to 200 miles an hour in an IndyCar, it also elevates. It's not just a flat front stretch. You're coming up over top of a hill. You're kind of a blind area trying to see if there's anything up ahead of you, especially if you start to catch lap traffic. There's a lot of different nuances to this, and it seems to be because not only of the road course, but because of the elevation element as well, correct?
Yeah, correct. There's a lot of elevation at Road America. The front stretch is all uphill, super long straight, and then at the end of the straight, you go into a really fast right-hander. Fourth gear for us, so certainly keeps you on your toes, and you know, just love the high speeds. It's really fun driving the Ford GT around there. I've raced lots of different cars around there, and I think my first time at Road America was 2007, but yeah, the Ford GT is just awesome. It's so much fun, really fast, and then it's fun to sort of explore the campgrounds as well, because the track, the infield is just so huge, and we always have a massive, you know, group of fans out there that are all camping and just enjoying the weekend. So we'll be expecting a lot of that this weekend.
I was going to say, I've often, and the weather's going to be pretty much perfect for it, too. If you're going to be camping, bring an air conditioner or a fan, but you're going to have almost a picture-perfect weekend up there. And when you talk about the infield, now, I don't know how much, back in the day, drivers used to hang out and drink and smoke and party with the fans and everything. I don't know how much you guys do with that, but with all of that fan access, like you said, with the campgrounds and everything up there, that's access unlike a lot of places ever give you, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, but I think that's, you know, definitely an aspect of Road America, but also just IMSA in general. I mean, the drivers, the teams are all extremely accessible to the fans, and anyone that comes out to the track, you know, is going to be able to get up close and personal with the race cars and the drivers and whoever they want to. So it's a lot of fun to come and check out. Obviously, you know, what happens in the campgrounds probably stays in the campgrounds. But you know, if you want to get up close and personal with the race cars and the drivers, you know, you can come right on up and check it out. And most of us will probably invite you in and let you have a close look. So it's always a lot of fun. You know, we embrace the fans that come out and support us, and Road America is always one of the best ones for it.
Hey, Ryan, before I let you go, so you've, like I said, you raced open wheel, you raced the sports cars. What's your favorite?
Well, I love it all. I mean, I've got to say the calendar that we run in IMSA is second to none. I mean, the racetracks we go to, including Road America, but you know, we go to Watkins Glen, we go to Laguna Seca, Virginia International, Road Atlanta. I mean, the list goes on, and they're all just iconic, classic American road course circuits that are among the best in the world. And I think that's what makes IMSA so special. The racing is phenomenal. You know, with the Ford GT, we race in the GT Le Mans course, which is basically a 100% factory-supported program with, you know, all factory drivers, factory manufacturers, you know, Ford, Porsche, BMW, Corvette, and the racing is intense. Always a lot of fun, super competitive, and you know, you're mixing it up out there with the prototypes and the GT Daytona class cars as well. So there's a lot of action happening on track, and you know, it makes it a lot of fun.
Ryan, stay safe. Have a terrific weekend. Enjoy the fans. We won't talk about anything outside of the walls of Road America other than the results of the races. So you enjoy yourself. We appreciate you joining us for a couple of minutes, okay?
All right. Thanks.
Appreciate it, pal. Talk to you later. There you go. Ryan Briscoe, the IMSA driver for the number 67 Ford GT for Chip Ganassi Racing, going to be racing this weekend. They do some testing today at the track, and then they're going to be racing all weekend long up there at beautiful Road America. We're going to be there, I think, in about 3 weeks, as a matter of fact, when the Xfinity Series comes calling and racing through Road America in that 4.06-mile racetrack coming up here at the end of August. So we'll be back there for that particular broadcast as well. He joined us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.